time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Chilly. A little chilly. 13 degrees outside. I guess we should just get used to that for a while.
Yeah, it's not changing.
Yeah. Well, we're getting closer to winter. I guess we're going to have to get to winter before we can start looking ahead toward getting closer to spring, right?
It's true.
Yeah, that's really optimistic, isn't it? Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning. As we get started, he'd like to tell us today about W&S Suppliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got 4 years electric ranges, two of them double oven, both in very good condition. Got in a 25 cubic foot side-by-side by Whirlpool, about 4 years old, in good condition. Used electric room air cleaner, near new. Got used microwave hoods, got several of those, make an offer. One used built-in dishwasher, a couple of used cooktops, one gas, one electric, several used gas and electric clothes dryers, one used refrigerator with top freezer, large capacity, also a small 10 cubic foot with top freezer, and Maytag, I'll get that out pretty soon, Maytag drying center, price for quick sale. Got new freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot by Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire, several sizes to choose from. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and of course, service it later. Water softeners by Luxury and Iowa Company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has a whole bunch of holiday decoration safety tips. Do you decorate for the holidays? Do you like to put up lots of things?
No.
You were shaking your head before I finished the sentence. You know, whether indoors or outdoors, a lot of folks like to decorate up for the holiday season and show off that holiday spirit a little bit to folks around the area. But, you know, it's there are lots of issues and things to be concerned about when you're doing those types of things. The holidays are supposed to be a fun and joyful time. But boy, I tell you what, you can talk to about any fire department around the area and they can all kind of tell you the same thing. Boy, they kind of fear this season sometimes because there are a lot of things that happen just because they could be avoided because of some of the holiday decorations and overloading circuits and different things like that. You've responded to a couple of those over your lifetime, haven't you?
You bet.
Yeah, I'm sure. And those are always sad to go to because it's stuff that could, a lot of times can be completely avoided. Just by doing some things a little bit more safely and paying attention to really to what you're doing and thinking through it instead of just getting it done real quick. I know sometimes folks want to just get through that process of the actual decorating and what have you, but you know, think through those kinds of things. Make sure that you do it safely so you don't have to meet your local fire department face first. When it comes to things like trees, you know, many of the artificial trees are fire resistant. But if you buy one, make sure you look for a statement that says that. And if you're dealing with fresh trees, a lot of folks still enjoy fresh trees, the smell, the look, the feel of those fresh trees in the house. But they can sometimes be a bit of a fire hazard, too. So you want to make sure that you buy a fresh tree that's going to stay green longer and be less of a fire hazard. When they dry out, well, that's when they can become a bit of a problem. You know, they do suggest that we remember certain things, like a fresh tree is green. Make sure your tree is green. Make sure the needles are hard to pull from the branches. You know, when you bend them between your fingers, make sure fresh needles, they don't break, so make sure they don't just break in half. The trunk butt of a fresh tree should be a little sticky with resin, and when the trunk of a tree is bounced on the ground, a shower of falling needles will show that a tree is a little bit too dry. You know, and to keep your tree fresh in the house, make sure you put it away from fireplaces and radiators and heat sources. Heated rooms dry trees out rapidly, and of course that can create those fire hazards. When you get the tree home, cut off a couple inches of the trunk to expose fresh wood. That gives better water absorption, keeps the tree fresher longer. Make sure you trim away some branches as necessary to set the tree trunk in the base of a sturdy water-holding stand with widespread feet. And keep that stand filled with water while that tree is indoors. And make sure the tree is out of the way of traffic. Don't block doorways, things like that. There are lots of ways that you can also do. Some folks will use thin guy wires to secure a large tree to a wall or a ceiling. That way the wires are almost invisible, but at least it's not going to fall over or cause problems that way. You know, other things that people like to use in the home, too, they list some of that snow, you know, that artificial snow spray that you can spray on trees or shelving or windows, what have you. Well, that stuff can kind of irritate your lungs if you do inhale it, so they do suggest that you read the container labels and follow those directions carefully so you can avoid injury and problems there, too. You know, another issue, too, when you think about a lot of these different things, it's not just safety for the humans in your household, but also think about safety of your pets during the holiday season as well. When you're doing a lot of these types of things, a lot of these issues are with regard to pets also. You know, if you're using lights indoors or outdoors, make sure you only use the lights that have been tested for safety. Identify those by the label. And check each set of lights, whether they're old or brand new out of the box, for broken or cracked sockets, frayed or bare wires, or loose connections. And get rid of the damaged sets or make sure you repair them before you use them. Outdoor lights should be securely fastened to the trees or the house or the walls or other firm support. You want to protect them from any wind damage. You should use no more than 3 standard-sized sets of lights per single extension cord. That's one of the more common mistakes folks will make. Load them up. Not a good idea. Turn off all the lights on trees and other decorations when you go to bed or leave the house because, of course, lights can short out. They could start a fire. Metallic trees, if you still have any of those around, should never use electric lights on those. The trees can become charged with electricity from faulty lights, and anyone touching the branch could be electrocuted, so you want to avoid those dangers. And also, they say to keep bubbling lights away from children. These lights with their bright colors and bubbling movement can tempt curious young children to break candle-shaped glass, which can cut, perhaps even to attempt to drink the liquid inside, which contains a hazardous chemical. If you use candles around the house, never use lighted candles on a tree or near other evergreens. No matter what the song says, don't put candles on the tree. Always use non-flammable holders and keep candles away from other decorations and wrapping paper. And the candles should be placed where they can't be knocked down or blown over. Now, the different types of trimmings and things, too, you should make sure that you use non-combustible and flame-resistant materials. You want to wear gloves while you're decorating with spun glass angel hair to avoid any irritation to the eyes and skin. Do you still use tinsel in the house, or artificial icicles, or plastic, or non-leaded metals? Those are the types of things that folks want to use. Leaded metals are dangerous if they're ingested by children or pets, perhaps. In homes with small children or pets, you want to also make sure you avoid decorations that are sharp or breakable. You want to keep trimmings with small removable parts out of the reach of children and pets. Pieces could be swallowed or inhaled, and avoid trimmings that might resemble candy or food. Children and pets, they sometimes don't distinguish between that stuff. They'll just give it a try. And also, open fire is also an issue, too. If you're lighting any fire, remove all the greens, the papers, other decorations from around the fireplace area. Make sure the flue is open and keep a screen in front of the fireplace all the time that a fire is burning. And papers, too. When you're making paper decorations, look for materials that are labeled non-combustible or flame-resistant. And don't place trimmings near open flames or electrical connections. And remove all the wrapping papers from the tree and fireplace areas immediately after any presents are opened. And don't just burn papers in the fireplace. A flash fire can result from wrappings igniting suddenly and then burning intensely. Some specifics with regard to some of the holiday safety issues that are pretty common in people's homes. And then just in general about holiday safety, they remind us to keep matches, lighters, and candles out of the reach of children. Avoid smoking near flammable decorations. Also, make an emergency plan to use if a fire would break out anywhere in the home. You should do that anyway. But see that each family member knows what to do and then practice that plan, especially if you have young children in the house. Make sure they know what to do in case they don't really have time to think about what to do. Avoid wearing loose flowing clothing, particularly long open sleeves near any open flames, like around fireplace, stove, candlelit tables, things like that. You should never burn candles near evergreens. Burning evergreens in the fireplace also can be hazardous. When dry, the greens will burn like tinder, and flames can flare out of control and send sparks flying into a room or up the chimney to ignite the creosote deposits. And also plan for safety. Remember, there's no substitute for common sense. Look for and eliminate potential danger spots near candles, fireplaces, trees, electrical connections, things like that. You know, we sometimes kind of look at some of those old movies, Christmas Vacation, things like that, A Christmas Story. We kind of joke about the, we've all seen those pictures, those images, the light socket, the electrical socket in the home. It's not just two things plugged in. It's a couple extenders, a couple of things plugged in, maybe another extender on top of that, a few more plugged in there. I think there's one scene in the movie A Christmas Story where the dad goes to plug in that new lamp that he won as his major award. He has to unplug something. He's got like 28 things plugged in there. He has to unplug something to plug that in. And then once he does, the sparks start shooting.
It's safe, right?
Is that you? I mean, you know, we laugh about it because it's in a movie, but and that might be to an extreme. But I bet if you looked around some folks' houses during the holiday season, especially maybe back behind the Christmas tree somewhere, yeah, I bet we push the envelope more than we probably should sometimes. So be a little careful of those kinds of things. And I know it seems kind of redundant. We're smart folks. We don't need to be reminded about all those safety issues and things. But, you know, all it takes is one little thing to happen. And we've seen it before, too. Simple things like extension cords. People don't want them just laying across the floor. So maybe they'll, you know, they just have an area rug. So they'll just lift up the area rug and hide them under there. And I'm sure Kendall could probably tell you stories, too, about fires that started because of something like that. You know, it happens all the time. We see it through the newsroom over and over, year after year. Don't be one of those people that has a tragedy like that happen during the holiday season. Keep it fun and keep it safe. I want to turn things back to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. We've got lots of refrigerators in stock at W&S. Top freezer models, bottom freezer models with single door and French door, and, of course, side-by-sides. Got over 75 new units in stock, so a good selection. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Gas and electric ranges, full line of freestanding models on display, and built-in parts are available on special order. Washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amman LG, tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. Both the washer and dryer carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. And, of course, in addition to that, the washer motor has 5-year warranty, and the transmission of the washer has 15 years. Pots on, the peanuts are out, and stop and see us at W&S and try to do it today. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.